Business.
Bartleby. Suntan lotion, laptop charger.
It sounds wonderful, but working from anywhere is only for a lucky few.
For most white-collar workers, it used to be very simple. Home was the place you left in order to go to work. The office was almost certainly the place you were heading to. Co-working spaces were for entrepreneurial people in T-shirts who wanted to hang out with other entrepreneurial people in T-shirts. You could stay at a hotel on a work trip, but it was not a place to get actual work done, which is why a hotel's business center defined all of business as using a printer. The pandemic has thrown these neat categories up into the air. Most obviously, home is now also a place of work. According to a recent Gallup survey, 3/4 of American workers whose jobs can be performed remotely expect to spend time doing just that in the future. And offices are increasingly where you go to put the company into company, through collaborative work as well as through social activities. But the boldest version of remote working extends well beyond these two locations. Working from anywhere envisages a completely untethered existence in which people can do their jobs in Alaska or Zanzibar. Plenty of destinations are keen to blur the lines between business and leisure. Bleisure, the world's ugliest chunk of word vomit. Hotels are revamping some of their rooms as offices and rolling out work from hotel offers. Entire countries are reinventing themselves as places to mix play and work. Plork? The Bahamas, Costa Rica and Malta are among those that offer visas for digital nomads. The work from anywhere world edged a little closer on April 28th when Brian Chesky, Airbnb's boss, outlined new policies for employees of the property renting platform. As well as being able to move wherever they want in their country of employment without any cost of living adjustment, Airbnb staff can also spend up to 90 days each year living and working abroad. Mr. Chesky has been living out of Airbnb properties himself for the past few months and thinks this is the future.